turn that off.
And we need to hear from our governor because, of course, he started this process. We need to hear from him what he wants us to look at and how soon he wants us to finish the work.
Western New York Regent Representative Catherine Fisher Collins tells WBFO News she will be upset if Governor Cuomo fails to address the standards in today's speech. It was the governor who pushed to tie student test scores to teacher evaluations.
There's probably a need to revisit the law and change the law. If not, we're going to be right back in the same spot, evaluating teachers based on a curriculum that was not designed to evaluate teachers, but to give us some indication of the learning levels of our children.
Collins points out the Board of Regents has a daunting task of reviewing all 1,500 standards and making new decisions for 2017. Collins says without a change in place, they'll be back to square one with these controversial standards.
We want to make sure they're appropriate for each of the grade levels. We want to really take a look at the fact that a lot of the problems was based on Common Core with evaluating our teachers, based on something that it was not designed for.
In the Buffalo Public School District, it's even more complicated. Common Core assessment results were tied to what schools were placed into receivership. Some educators say if the standards are flawed, then the receivership law should be reconsidered for those struggling city schools.
So this is why it becomes very, very complex when the Common Core Task Force says we need to put a moratorium on those tests and develop some new tests.
School board member Barbara Seals-Nevergold telling WBFO, it's difficult for the district because they're already in the year these struggling schools must show improvement or risk an outside receiver.
They are at a distinct disadvantage of showing any demonstrable improvement in this particular year.
I think it's time to return to kids being the focus of education, and that's what I'm going to be listening for when I hear the governor's speech.
Frontier Central School Superintendent Brett Apthorpe says in his suburban district located in Hamburg, they're not engaging with the state on Common Core. Instead, they're working to create their own standards that will meet or exceed the current standards.
Focus on assessments that inform us how our students are progressing in reading and writing and math versus the state model of using these tests for punitive reasons.
Superintendent Apthorpe says there are many schools like Frontier Schools in Western New York that actually have over 90% of its students graduating with Regents diplomas. But he said there should be help to boost that number.
Shouldn't our onus be on getting 100% of those kids and focusing on that? And the state ed, their policies are geared towards schools that have like 40% graduation rates.
Apthorpe says it's time for the state to talk about how to improve student achievement and stop with politics and conflicts in education. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.